Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMI Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be talking with author Siegfried Beckendorf about his book, Diamonds Everywhere. Mr. Beckendorf, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm online.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very good. And how are you?
I'm quite well. Excited to be talking to you. So could we begin by letting our listeners know a little bit about Diamonds Everywhere? What is it about? What inspired you? If you could just elucidate that for us.
Okay. Now, Diamonds Everywhere, I wrote and was published in 2016. My wife and I started this book and on the prodding of our family to report and write down our very exciting experiences over 60 years of married life and my youth before that. And my wife died in September 2015. I promised her that I would finish the book. Now, Diamonds Everywhere has its roots in the title. When I was 15 years of age, it was a few weeks before the end of World War II, I was infected by tetanus and rushed into military hospital because there was no medication available in private hospitals. The doctor took me in when I was delivered there. I had a towel in my mouth, it was bleeding, and I overheard him saying to the others, tetanus is fatal if the right medication is not applied immediately. I woke up next morning in the hallway of the hospital, and I was in shock with all the wounded soldiers groaning and in pain. I was numb about this experience. But I recovered. My doctor told me, you have made it. Now, make sure that you move your legs around. But I was tied up on my bed, and within a few days I could walk, and I walked with a wounded young officer who pointed on his crutches. He pointed to dew and rain on the trees. He said, "I am so fed up with this war, this insane war. I find my strength and peace in looking at these trees, these diamonds. The raindrops look like thousands of diamonds. Pay attention," he advised me, "pay attention to the beauty of and wonder of nature. It has tremendous healing power." These words followed me when I, after the war, took on a position in the commercial field in Hamburg, and I decided, along with two brothers, to make a trip to Canada before I settled down into the business world of Hamburg. So we traveled to the Okanagan Valley in western Canada and picked fruit and so forth. And on the way back, after 2 years, stopped in Calgary and went to a dance at the Calgary Stampede in 1953. The person I selected to dance was a beautiful dancer. She spoke German, and she danced so beautifully, I was in awe and forgot to go back to Germany. She had experience. She was a teacher at the Arthur Murray School of Dancing. We got married and settled in Calgary. I took a position with Shell Oil, but our wish was to move into the forest area west of Calgary, into the foothills. My wife was with her twin sister, who married eventually my brother, played the guitar and put a lot of life into the cultural community of Bragg Creek, west of Calgary, whereas I was involved in land development and followed by international business with German and Dutch investors in the oil business. This took us, my wife and myself, after the land development was finished, to traveling to Europe, followed by more and more international business and traveling. We enjoyed traveling and knew that traveling would widen our horizon. We got inspired by so many people to live a positive life. Diamonds everywhere followed both my wife and myself to follow a very successful business relationship and personal relationships in Germany. This was followed by, after retiring to more personal business, we traveled a lot on cruises and all over the world. And when we finally settled in Bright Creek and lived there for 50 years, my family again was involved in listening to our or experiencing our travels and our growing into a new way of thinking about life. My grandson told me when he was 11 years of age, "Opa, tell us what you were doing at my age." And I told him it's a long story, and my daughter-in-law followed, was prodding me. So the book, Diamonds Everywhere, became a reality, and it sold very well here, locally especially. And then after another year, I had one of the former investors from Germany translate my book into German. Now, the German version was published last year in Hamburg in December, and it sold many copies. It's an ever-growing interest in all German-speaking countries in Western in Europe. With after this book, I decided to write another book, which will be part of our interview. I think that will follow. I had, in the meantime, also written a book about the Waldorf schools in Switzerland, where my wife and I attended a lecture there at the Goethe Annum in Basel. And that book I published in 2017 in June, and it sold quite well among Waldorf schools here in Europe. Now, following that, I then ventured into writing about curiosity, courage, and humor. And this book has now been published in Germany as well. And it's going, I was advised it will be published within the next week here in Canada. So I look forward to talk about all my three books in the future.
That's just so incredible. I mean, the story that the book tells and that you just explained for our readers is just such an incredible personal journey and travels all across the world. And what I'm really curious about is, you know, you had talked about working with your wife, but, you know, you were in oil and land development. How did you come to writing and now so prolifically writing so many books? Were you always a writer? Was this something that came later in life?
No. To that question, I must say I had no experience whatsoever in writing. I did keep a journal. I did write down my feelings here and there, and I never had the idea to write a book. But it really, after my wife died, and we live in a beautiful spot here in Bright Creek, west of Calgary, with river frontage, I was numb after my wife died. Things were empty, and I told myself, what do you do now? And I followed my promise that I gave to my wife, but I found that a daunting experience. I couldn't really get going to get organized, even though I kept a diary and my wife as well, to get to writing a book took me about 8 to 10 months. But finally, with the help of a local a lady who was the president of the Alberta Writers Guild, took my manuscript, which I wrote was really not very good story as such, but she says, don't keep that story for yourself. Share it with the people around. She put me in touch with Friesen Press of Victoria, BC, and they published the book. And the editorial evaluation emphasized that I have a gift of writing and putting things in writing which make the book interesting for people to read. So now, after this success with this first book, I ventured into Lifting the Fog and so. And it gradually dawned on me that I do have a gift. And this actually is what occupies me now at 89 years of age. I see it in my property. I still live in a house that's too big for myself, but with the beauty of nature. And nature was for me always the stronghold since Diamonds Everywhere became my gateway into a new way of thinking for myself and my wife. With this view of nature and the connection that I feel we all have a connection to nature. And if we can become aware of this, it is amazing what it can do for us in our day-to-day life to feel joy and health, and also being very fortunate to enter a lifestyle that today at my age I still follow. And I have also written articles for another organization west of here, City of Kelowna, where I was asked to write about creative aging. And I'm writing articles for this particular organization. I did it for last fall and for this fall again. And it's part of my book, the latest book, where I deal a lot about creative aging, that it's not correct that we assume that with age our brain cells fall away or get eliminated. It's not so. It's scientifically proven that when we do something that we enjoy, our creative aging offers us a new way of life and extends our life with joy and dedication to what we enjoy most.
That's so beautiful, and it's, you know, it's just so great to see, you know, the science backs that up. You know, I've seen it in my relatives, especially, you know, you're such a great example of creativity blooming later in life and, you know, having always been there. And moving back to nature, which you had talked about so eloquently and poetically, like in the book, what are some things that you would like readers of Diamonds Everywhere to walk away with? Who is the audience you're writing for, and what would you like them to get from your beautiful book?
Okay. I first of all, I was surprised how well this book was received here in Canada. And the fact that my German was getting a bit rusty due to living here and working in the oil business and so forth, that I felt I should write this book in English. But when I had a friend of mine give me the idea of having it translated, it dawned on me that I can, in two languages, encourage other people to follow not exactly my lifestyle, but to examine, to read my book and offer their own experiences, their own ways of looking at life, so I can share that with readers and enrich my life at the same time. And this is my experience I've had here, locally first, when I had tremendous effort, tremendous response to my book. Readers came to me and said, but, you know, it's so difficult to keep your mind only on positive things. And I said, well, life is different. We each one, each individually, have our own experiences, our thousands of different experiences day by day, and we have an individuality, our fingerprints, our way of moving, our eye expression, our own expressions are individual. And I write about feeling strength in being an individual. And I encourage readers in my, I've had many interviews, talk shows around here initially in Western Canada, and it spread out to other parts of Canada and then later on to Germany. And I found that readers said, it's so interesting to read this, but I have some difficulties calming down, relaxing. My mind is full of things, and I cannot stop my mind from occupying my activities. I have difficulty to slow down. And I said, well, there's a key word I mentioned to people like that, be still and know. I feel my own experiences tell me if I let go of a busy mind and busy activities, I can enter a phase where I feel good and let go of a busy mind and enter a state of consciousness where I become clear in my head and become creative. And I encourage people to follow their own way of finding a way through meditation. It's unless you have your own experience. And in the long run, I tell people also, my experiences are what, and my understanding is what shapes my life. So each one of us can experience on their own way to look at life, to find a more meaningful life.
That's just so inspiring. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, you talk about the particular and the individual, but how much I do think that with as detailed and unique as your story is, there's just so much that I think would resonate with everybody about the spirit of change and adventure and love and growth and all of that. And the title itself and the story you tell about the soldier, the idea of diamonds everywhere, is as unique and individual as we all are, we are united through nature. And that is, you know, one thing that, you know, connects us, and that balance between the individual and universal is just so important and so inspiring. It's just really stupendous work. And so I'm curious, a lot of our listeners are writers or trying to be writers or maybe even secret writers. Do you have any advice for our listeners, especially you came to writing later and discovered that you have a talent for it and a gift? Do you have any advice on the process, on how you go about writing for those who would be interested in hearing?
Yes. My own experience is I fumbled a lot initially when I tried to write. And it was this lady who told me to not keep my book for myself. He says, write down anything, no matter what. It may not make dust, but start a book. Do your handwriting. Write down notes and discard the notes and try that for as long as you find there is something that is in your notes that you are starting with, which may be meaningless to you initially. Keep on going. keep on writing down, find the words, and get creative by becoming still once in a while. Listen to nature. I listen here to the river in front of my home, and I talk about thousands of diamonds dancing on the river in the sunlight. There are still moments when I find, keep on going. I listen to Barbara Howard, and she encouraged me. She said, write down everything that you comes to your mind, and it did this. So I think it took maybe a few months to finally get into a point, and with her guidance, to make sense of my manuscript. So when I sent the first one in for editorial evaluation, person at Friesen Press told me, "You have a very good gift, and it's nice that you have been able to find your way into it. I like particular in your book Diamonds Everywhere in the beginning, where you say you still remember the smell in your grandfather's store of pepper and potatoes and all this detail, and also that your family had a maid, and the maid was playing the guitar around the pond and singing, and advised us to not wander off to some gypsies in the area, which were camping there, and told us, don't get close to the gypsies. They steal people. They steal babies and chickens." So all these little details gave me encouragement. When I had the first editorial evaluation, I said, oh my God, I do have something. And I really embarked on writing, and I've got encouragement. But it started out writing notes, discarding notes, but don't give up, I tell people who want to start writing. Try it and keep on going, because there's something within each one of us that we can share with the world around us. It enriches our lives, and we feel good about sharing it.
And that's so wonderful. And what's so lovely is, you know, how well that sinks into the kind of general philosophy that the book presents to us, that idea of meditation and looking inside and the individual, and that, you know, for a writer, that can help them on their journey, and for somebody who's in business or a stay-at-home mom and whoever it is can access those things. But, I think that's very inspiring for a lot of writers out there who don't know how to start, or maybe think that their story isn't important. But it sounds like if you just start writing and you really think back to your memories, that those details, and I mean, the images you just mentioned have all stuck with me. I mean, the amount of those little things that maybe someone might think, oh, well, I don't know if that's important. I mean, it all is, because it's what makes up your experience. And it's just so haunting and beautiful. And it's really, really stupendous work. And I thank you for writing and putting it out in the world. And I'm so happy to hear all of the success you've had.
Yes, and I have a relationship, and as far as business is concerned, I have a business partner in Sacramento, California. It's going on since 1985, and he asked me, because he has a number of people working for him, to write encouraging notes and give encouragement to employees to become better employees. And my partner says I'm only partially involved. I'm too busy with other things. But he still counts on me to write notes and encouragements for people to find their own talents in business and strike out to become entrepreneurs. And that gives me an additional appreciation of what I can do to encourage people finding their talents in business or whatever they do in life for a living.
That's fantastic. That's so nice to hear. So that's our time, but I'm going to put a link down in the bottom for our listeners so that they can get themselves a copy of Diamonds Everywhere. And whether they're, you know, in business trying to get that encouragement to find their own way, or up-and-coming writer, I think everyone out there is going to find something that will resonate with them. And it was such a pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Beckendorf. And we will be speaking again soon about your other books.
Well, I really appreciate to have this opportunity, Mr. Green, and I look forward to the next interview. You have given me encouragement, too, to carry on in this spirit. And
well, I'm so happy.
Really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. And our listeners, I'm sure, will be excited to hear from you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was author Siegfried Beckendorf discussing his book, Diamonds Everywhere. This has been AMI Radio with your host, Charles Green. And remember to read on.